I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, August 27th, 2019 at 9:06 a.m. No public comment. I do want to announce that we're going to be closed next, or there will be no commission meeting next Monday, September 2nd, 2019 for it's Labor Day, and we will meet on Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. We're moving on down. Public hearing to set the 2019 levy.
Set a public hearing date, or what is the...
Has it been advertised in the paper?
It has.
And is today considered that we're calling it a public hearing? We're going to a public hearing then, are we?
That's the way I understood it.
So you're saying that we're calling this to order as a public hearing to set the levy, the meeting?
Yes, and
do you have those numbers? I'm assuming we'll get it back down.
Mike. It says you asked if there's any public comments.
Okay. Are there any public comments for the levy setting? No comments.
Yes.
Do you want to... Is our goal to set it to zero?
Yes, sir.
Is that... would that be... The GCR, is that 0.1665? I just want to make sure we have...
Well, I just copied off of what Mike has there this morning. I'm just now looking at it. Trying to look at her work paper here.
And make sure that that's right. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to make the motion, or do you...
Yeah, go ahead.
Move to reduce the general county revenue by the required 50% reduction at 0.1665, and also reduce the road and bridge levy by the remainder of the required 50% reduction of 0.2110, and a voluntary reduction of 0.0109, which will set the general county revenue and road and bridge levies at zero.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
Just noting that those reduction figures are coming from the spreadsheet given by the county clerk's office. Second.
Okay. Any further?
Yeah. What is this on line G1 for 0.1659?
That's what I'm wondering. That's why. These figures are from her, and the spreadsheet is from there, and I didn't get to look at it before, too. Is Don here?
No.
The obvious intent is to make it to zero.
Yes. On the next sheet, I see where she's got the 0.0109. Okay, go to the next sheet. It's got it in there. Then the 2 for road and bridge, the degrees. The 1665 is what I was looking for.
The 1665 is the prior year tax season. And it's also the current year rate computed. Excuse me, no, that's the prior year tax season.
Okay. I see it here. Prior year tax ceiling, 1665, reduction at. Current rate is 1659, according to, are you looking at the page? I'm wondering if what she has typed here is what the motion was last year.
That's what I'm wondering.
This.
Yeah, I think it needs to be 1659.
Yeah.
And then what would it be for
Road and Bridge? It looks like it's correct at 2219. Current year tax computed 2219, and the year before was. That's the document. Is that what you're looking at? And
yes.
Like we said, the goal is to put them both at zero due to we operate off a sales tax.
And why is it, again, that we can't just set it to the actual levies at zero and have the math relate to that? And why is that not a...
Please repeat that.
In years past, we just set the levy at zero.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were told. Then we were just brought to the commission's attention at that time by another elected official that it may not be the best way to do it. But my question is why could we not make set it at zero and have the math of the levies relate or show that? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
What I was in another position, but what I was told at the time that he supposedly had checked, and the way that the commission was doing it, they could never set a levy, and that it had to be done this way.
That way, if they ever did in the future want to set a levy.
Yes, that's what I was told.
That's right. I remember that. Problem is we can't ever set a levy because of the sales tax.
Well, we couldn't.
Anyway, even if we decided to set a levy, we would actually be...
We would have to, it would have no levy like we checked when Road and Bridge was going out. For the first year, each year you have to do a loss because you have to do based upon what was done the year before the budget.
Right.
And so for the first year, so you'd really have to have a strong reserve to function if you ever tried to go back to a levy, because there would be a number of years that you would barely receive any money to operate due to the way the state has the statute written. And so the goal is to keep a healthy economy and live within the sales tax budget. And as everyone that's older remembers, when we operated off of a levy, we... did not have the equipment that we have now, nor the employees.
Well, real quick, so on that motion, the I'm just not, the 1665 was last year's, and then the 2227 was last year's for Road and Bridge. So I'm wondering if the 2110 is not correct, but the 1665 is what's not correct.
To me, the 2110 from this document in the clerk's office would be correct on Road and Bridge. 2111.
Right, what about the 1665?
To me, it would be .1659. It says current year rate computed, and the 1665 is prior year from this document. That's what I'm seeing. Commissioner Schofield, are you seeing the same?
I'm going to amend my motion for the 50% reduction to
0.1659
for the road and bridge. Excuse me, for the general county revenue. Did you hear that?
No, I did not.
I amended my motion for the reduction for general county revenue to be 0.1659. Which again should set the general county revenue and the road and bridge levies at zero.
Would you care to just read your entire motion again?
I'm in my motion to state, I move to reduce the general county revenue by the required 50% reduction at 0.1659. And also reduce the road and bridge levy by the remainder of the required 50% reduction of 0.2110 and a voluntary reduction of 0.0109. This will set the general county revenue and road and bridge levies at zero.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Sorry that that got confusing, but I wanted to make sure that
went it right.
We had the right numbers. I blame Devin.
Pardon?
I blame Devin.
Road and Bruce was right all along.
Oh, I blame Scott then.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve text numbers 455-991 through 456-071. No warrants, four journal entries or transfers.
I've got four, Charlie. Maybe I copied the wrong thing. You said no warrants or journal entries.
I said four.
Four.
Sorry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for August 19th, 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 19th. 2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Enhancement District Board appointments. I have a resume and a letter from Mr. Chris Meyer.
That's the only applicant that I knew we had, is that correct?
That's all I have, yes.
Then I move to appoint Chris Meyer.